It's Rod Stewart on Quinny's Best Variety Mix 97. Good morning, 19 right now, showers later. Big change this morning. No humidity to deal with. Wednesday morning, we're blessed to have Dr. Julie Galthorpe join the conversation. She's the most popular feature we have on this show, and Julie's talking about the father effect, not just Father's Day, but every day. Dr. J, welcome to Mix 97.
Good morning, everyone.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, it's a change in temperature, but, I think some people needed a break in the humidity, so that's good.
I think you're speaking for everybody. We all want a break.
Yeah, a little breeze there. But speaking of Father's Day, your husband Eric's birthday is today.
It is. Yeah. Happy birthday, Eric.
Yeah. Eric, a teacher at Eastside Secondary, and we wish him all the best. Let's get into today's topic. We're talking why fatherhood is important for kids and why we as a society need to pay attention. What is the effect of being a great dad and an active father, Julie?
Well, this past weekend was Father's Day, and I realize it's a very difficult day for people who don't have a father, maybe because of death, a high conflict divorce, abuse. And for decades, as we look through research, fathers have been considered as less important to children than mothers. And that's just because that's where the research has focused, is towards motherhood. But with new research, the term father effect, which, you mentioned, Sean, it's emerged to refer to the benefits of a father's presence. So these benefits can be numerous when fathers actively participate in family life.
All right. So what does the new research tell us about the father effect and why it's so important?
Well, first of all, to have a father effect, there needs to be a minimum amount of time spent together of quality. So which means that dads first need to be around, but second, they need to be engaged. So when we think about engagement, just overall, it means to be warm, attuned into your kids and attentive. So if you're around all the time but you dismiss your kids' needs, you're not going to have that same benefit of the father effect, and the outcomes can be negative. But one researcher from the University of Connecticut, they described how the experience of love, or the opposite, of course, is rejection, which involves a mother or a father, equally affects children's behavior, self-esteem, emotional stability, and mental health. So that tells us that the effect that dads play on kids' overall development is huge, because we know that about moms as well. So when it comes to dads specifically, that withdrawal of love or that rejection seems to play a bigger role in kids' problems. So it can affect personality, psychological adjustment, delinquency, and substance abuse. Those are the negatives if it's not there. But on the flip side, a father's love improves children's sense of well-being, both physically and emotionally.
Okay. Well, isn't that the new research that this study has done? It's showing the value, as you said, the father effect. And it seems like, at least when I speak to guys, if you will, that have gone through the court system, they always seem to come up short end of the stick. Is that a fair comment for me to say that, as far as how often they can see the children or custody and all that stuff? Is that fair?
Well, I'll first of all speak as a clinician, so not a researcher. I'd say I'm not surprised by what you're describing, because I've also met with dads who I've had to convince that they are important to their children. And when they're going through these situations, because many men have felt that they need to prove why their child benefits from their involvement, when they feel they're either being dismissed as either an add-on by the mother or the court. So many dads do feel that automatically courts assume the importance of the mother while they have to prove what they bring to the table for their child. So my hope is that the newer research can talk for them. And that research, of course, shows that kids who grow up with an involved father, they're less likely to drop out of school, less likely to go to jail when compared to those who have an absent father or no male role model. And it also reduced the risk of female delinquency. So another example is close father-daughter relationships reduce the risk of early sexual activity and other risk factors. I would say, though, before people panic, for children who don't have a father for various reasons that I mentioned at the beginning, having a positive male role model is also effective at reducing this risk. as is having a support network of really close, supportive people who are able to encourage and provide what that child needs in terms of attention and attunement.
Dr. Julie Galthorpe with us this morning explaining this new study and the benefits of what is known now as the father effect. Back with Julie in a moment.